Blog Talk Radio.
Having there, good people. It's your man Beach Bomb Gun live on the off ramp on this June 18, 2013, 11 p.m. What's happening, folks? You got something to say? Please feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Got my man Mr. Righteous on the line. What's going on, son?
Kill him, brother.
You watching this game?
Yeah, I'm watching this game. LeBron playing timid like a mug, yo.
Yeah. Yo, can I be honest, yo? Like, I think San Antonio's playing Super Bowl, but I feel like the refs are jobbing the Heat, yo.
Huh?
I feel like the refs aren't giving the Heat any calls and giving San Antonio. Like, I feel like the refs are letting San Antonio play the Heat tough, but not letting the Heat play the Spurs tough. Does it look like that to anybody else?
I've definitely seen a couple foul calls that said, like, this one just now, this should have been a foul call on Bron. But instead of him, you know, sitting there crying, sitting on the floor, get up and get back and play D, man. I mean, you can see that they're not, you know, some of the stuff is like, and it was this last foul that they just called on Tony Parker on Ray Allen. Well, Tony Parker lost the ball and fell to the ground. When Ray Allen came down, his momentum kind of knocked it to Tony Parker and called a foul. Why are you going to call a foul on that? Not his fault. I mean, he can't just, like, stop on the – not too many people can just stop on a dime and not almost fall. So.
Wow, and they call that?
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Got my man, MX, just called it. What's going on, MX?
Going on, man. It's a lot of black and white out there, yo. A lot of black and white. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that was a horrible call. Horrible call.
I think it's a lot of bad calls going on. You know, the Heat ain't getting no calls on their home floor. I think the fix is in, man. They want to end this shit early, buddy.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Rice was just talking. Because, I mean, I know I kind of root for LeBron and all that stuff, but I try to be unbiased. And I asked him, does he think that the refs are calling more for the Spurs than the Heat? Because I feel like the Spurs are allowed to play tough against Miami, but Miami's getting touch fouls. So you see the same thing?
Yeah, man. I just think that, like, Parker getting the lane, dropped the ball. They call that foul. He didn't even have a ball. Then Braun gets in the lane, you know what I mean, pushes it up. It's like four people, because he's big, though, can just hack the shit out of him. You don't get the call.
Right.
He did the same thing. I don't know. I just see a lot of one-sided stuff there. You know? Like, it's not the same calls being made on both ends of the floor. So it's like right there, like, that should be an automatic call. And they finally made that. So how you make that call? But then he'll make the call when he got, like, four people swatting at the ball and he goes down. Like, how do you not make that one call? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think that you would let that one go and then call the other one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
You think Jordan called up some people, y'all?
I don't think so. Yeah. They ain't nowhere near what happened. They ain't even at a three-peat yet, so.
Heck no.
But I will tell you this, though. I don't know if y'all ever noticed this, but do y'all notice, like, every time a jumper's up, right, all the Heat are around the three-point line? Like, nobody crashes the board. Since when has not crashing the board been a part of basketball? Like,
nope.
I seriously don't understand why. When the Spurs can hit a jumper, they got four people trying to block for a rebound. But when the Heat try to shoot a jumper, they have zero people trying to get a rebound. It's almost like they concede whether they miss or make it. They're just going to get back on D. Like, I don't understand it.
But see, they've been doing that pretty much all season. They barely get into the paint and get rebounds. And that's because they don't have that big man presence like that down there, I guess.
Yeah, but
you know,
still,
everybody
though, you can still.
I think what you're saying is that they got to crash the boards, but I don't know what them do. These dudes got 6 points in the third quarter.
I just think that you know what I mean, they should still play, whether they play small or not. Like, that was definitely a foul on Kawhi Leonard. Like, I don't know how that joint wasn't being called.
Right.
But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like a lot of calls being made, like, against, like, the Heat that aren't getting made against the Spurs.
That's nice.
Again, I haven't been watching the whole game, so, but from what I did watch, you know, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it's been, like, they're getting a lot of ticky-tacks, and then, like, you know, the Heat ain't getting much, really too many of them, so.
Right. I will tell you this, though. I know y'all were talking about it on the email as far as, like, you know what I mean, will it be the experiment fail? I don't think the experiment will be failed, but I think that LeBron will still get the brunt of the blame because of the simple fact that Tim Duncan ready to go for about 40 points, and he going for, like, he not even in the 20s. And then a pivotal game where it's elimination, like the two biggest stars on the team, you know what I mean, should be rising to the level, and everybody think that LeBron's supposed to rise to the level in the elimination game to, you know what I mean, force a game seven, and Tim go out and drop 40 points or the highest that he's ever done this whole series, you know what I'm saying? I think they should be just respecting Tim being a Hall of Famer and, you know what I mean, letting it be talked about that. I think it is going to turn into more of like what LeBron didn't do as opposed to what Timmy did, you know what I mean, which is unfortunate for Tim.
Definitely, they're gonna crucify him. Yo. They're gonna tear him up all the way until next season, yo.
Yeah, but I think it should be about what Timmy did, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the talk should be about what Timmy did instead of what LeBron didn't do.
Right.
Just because you gotta respect him, you know what I mean? Being a Hall of Fame big man, best big man. But I think a lot of people are gonna point the finger all at LeBron. That's what's gonna be the headlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
what Timmy did.
It's gonna be Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan did this. He did amazing. That was great, great, great. Now, let's talk about LeBron James. He didn't show up. He only had 12 points. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Damn, whatever happened to Dwayne Wade? What happened to Chris Bosh? I thought they were stars, too. What happened?
Yeah, the thing that frustrates me most about Miami is it seems like every time they're always trying to make a layup. And I get it. You know what I mean? You try to get easy buckets. But these kids are letting them have 15-foot shots. Why not take it every single time? They did it in the regular season. I figure if you're that caliber of a player between LeBron and Dwayne Wade, you take the 15-footer, you get warmed up. If you start hitting them, they stretch out the defense, and that's how you get into the lane. What the hell is that?
I don't know what that was. I mean, they playing timid. You know what I'm saying? Like, they giving them so much cushion just to shoot the ball, and they not taking it either pass or, like, it's a couple times they gave it to Chris Bosh. He was in his spot. He passed it out. What you passing it out for? Shoot the ball. Come on,
I think just because they're not hitting the shot. Like, I think, I mean, they're making them a jump shooter, but at a 15-footer, like, you need to make them pay.
They're not even taking them.
It's just tough. It's tough to watch greatness. I mean, I love seeing Timmy do his thing. Here's a question. Who's the MVP? If the Spurs hold on and win this, who's the MVP of the finals for the Spurs?
I think it's Danny Green. I think they're going to give it to Tim, but just because of what he just did this game. But I think it's Danny Green, I think Danny Green single-handedly won them. Two of the six games that they won.
Damn sure did. It's kind of quiet this game, but damn sure did.
Yeah, but that 27-point, he wasn't supposed to do that. He didn't do that shit all series, yo.
There you go, Sean.
Like, he wasn't supposed to get him 27 points.
No, well, that's because you talking about Danny Green or Timmy? You talking about Danny Green?
Danny Green. Like, no one came in here talking about Danny Green, the X Factor.
No, I don't know.
And this man set an NBA record playoff for finals at three-pointer and gave you 27 points on one game, went 5-for-5 on another game, went like 5-for-6 on another game. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't expected to play this well.
No.
Me. You know what I mean? He wasn't the talk, basically. He wasn't nowhere near to talk about the big three.
Nope.
It was all about big three. It wasn't nothing about Danny Green going to do. He definitely stepped up.
I tell you what, though. His stock rise, he's going to get a nice payday next year.
He's on the contract, isn't he?
I don't know. He might, even if he is, but still, when his contract's up, he's going to get a nice payday.
Not if he stinks next year.
Right,
if he stinks next year, he gonna call the fluke. But I mean, I feel you. I mean, right now, if he is a free agent after this year, then hell yeah, he just got himself about $30 million.
I don't know what his contract situation is. There you go.
That dude Avery Green though said it best though. That dude Avery Green said it best. He was saying that, and I think I was trying to make this point to Big Tony, and he wasn't buying it. But Avery Green on First Take was saying that, you know, it's a certain people that get in the right system and they flourish. And they were talking about Danny Green being cut. He got cut by the Spurs, but Pop gave him another chance. You know what I mean? Came back and he was able to flourish. And now they were talking about basically, like, do you think he can go somewhere else and be this successful? And they were talking about, like, they think that he'll get another shot. I think I was talking to you, too, Beast Mom Gun. I was talking to you about how Kerr got another shot just by what Mike was able to allow him to do, and him stepping up as a role player got another shot to go somewhere else and play. Like, a lot of people play with Mike. All the role players that play with Mike and it got those opportunities because they were left open half the time because Mike would just kick them out and find them on doubles. I'm just saying,
the person you met as Steve Kerr, because Steve Kerr wasn't cut. That kid came in the league as a shooter. But I see your point. I mean,
But the point is that he extended Mike. I think Mike extended his career beyond when Mike left and they broke up. Everybody broke up. His career got extended beyond that because of what he did. And then he was basically making the same point that Danny Green extended his career because of the stage that he was able to do this in. So they were like, regular.
I think we fundamentally disagree because as great as Mike, you know what I mean?
Well,
I'm talking about
what Avery Johnson was saying about Danny Green, though.
So why you bring up Steve Kerr?
Because I was just comparing what we were talking about, but I started saying that Avery Green was saying about Danny Green, that he's a kind of a product of what Pop's system is, and that the way this stage and what he's done on this stage was what he thinks is going to allow him to extend his career beyond this system that he's playing in now because of the stage. Like, even if he had a sucky year last year, like you were just saying, like next year he comes out not that great, but because he was able to do it in the finals on this stage, people will still look to that and be like, yeah, I know you're a shooter. You can still play, you know what I mean? So I'm going to give you a pass or whatever you do now. They'll still take a chance on him because of the way he did in the finals. That's what A.B. Green was saying on First Take.
Basically,
the point I was making about Kerr is that the Kerr was a game winner in the finals too.
I don't think the two correlate. But we can have that discussion another minute. Let Mr. Righteous. Mr. Righteous been trying to jump in. Go ahead, Mr. Righteous.
I was just saying because I understand what he's saying with the Steve Kerr thing. He basically saying, like, if Steve Kerr was on another team that didn't allow him to get certain shots off or get his shots off in certain games, he's pretty much saying that he probably won't be – his career wouldn't probably have lasted as long as it did if he wasn't in that system, if he was in a different system. Just like Green, he was in a bunch of different systems until he found his spot with the Spurs with all them shots. Now, with knowing that other GMs knowing what he can do, and when he's up for a contract, he might get another contract either with the Spurs or he might go to another team, but he's probably not going to get cut or get released as much as he did in the beginning of the career because nobody really can know what he can do until now.
And again, I disagree. I mean, believe me, I understand.
Do you think Steve Kerr, without Steve Kerr being on the squad, if Steve Kerr was on another team, you think his career would have lasted as long as it did?
Yes.
Well, I take it a step further. It's not the fact that Steve Kerr wasn't a good shooter. I'm taking the fact that he hit a game winner in the NBA Finals. Like, I think if he was just like a Craig Hodges that just came off the bench, gave you a couple of threes, and that was it, then I think that he wouldn't have done what he did in his career. But the fact that on the biggest stage, he was able to hit game winners and score points, I think that alone is what people saw. It's like, yo, he's legit. Like, that solidified his spot as being that guy that you can basically put on your team because of the simple fact that he played in championships and he actually hit big game, big shots in the championship, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And Mike did that for
and
him.
I just,
like, it wasn't the fact that, well, okay, well, then that's what we did disagree with then.
Well, let me say my point. You can drop, you drop 50 bars, yo. Let me at least get 10. Jesus. But the only reason why
you
disagree
like
with me,
I
mean,
Jesus.
That's because I got to get you to hush for a second. But the reason why I disagree is I agree with, you know, Kirby on the big stage. You probably got him on money. I have no idea what Kirby's contract situation was. But I think no matter what team he was on, I mean, Curry is one of the most prolific shooters in NBA history. I mean, I just think that as great of a shooter as he was, he would have had a lengthy NBA career because somebody would have kept him on the team for shooting. Whereas Danny Green was bad enough to the point where he was let go by teams multiple times. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I don't know if Steve Kerr was ever cut. I don't think Steve Kerr was bad enough in his NBA to ever even be considered cut. You know what I mean? I think that's why that's my difference. I think Danny Green's story is a lot better because, you know, he was cut. You know, he made it to the league and was cut. And then cut again, where Steve Kerr, you know, he was always on. I mean, he was good enough to always be on the team. That's why I disagree with y'all, though. I mean, I understand the point. I think Steve Kerr's definitely name got a lot bigger because of the situations Mike put him in to hit game winners and all that good stuff. But I just think he was good enough to always be able to stay on the team.
Mm-hmm. True that.
All right. Silence.
But looks like we might have a game now. But, y'all, all right, so we'll a couple minutes left. So got a couple quick stories that I saw real quick. This is
wow,
how
who's the foul at on that? He damn near got choked.
Yeah.
He got hog tied.
Yeah, this is gonna be tough to do radio with the game getting closer. I mean, if Miami doesn't hit a big shot right here, then I don't know.
See?
They knocked his headband off.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
why
this dude in Bosnia play a 90-minute soccer match with a bullet in his head?
A bullet in his head? Oh, damn.
So in Bosnia, they're playing a rec league match. Dude is 51. He's a goalie. You know, there's old school playing, right? Down the street, a couple was getting married, so... You know, after the marriage ceremony, somebody decided to let off a few shells in the air.
Mm-hmm.
One of them hit dude in the head. He didn't even know it. Thought he just had a bad headache.
Mm-hmm.
Played 90 minutes, but then his arm started going numb. They rushed him to the hospital and realized he had a bullet in his head. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
That's crazy. Did they win the game?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
But they do rough surgery and lodged a 9-millimeter bullet. But my question is, maybe y'all know better than me, Big Bucket by Brown. Yo, can a bullet go in you? You not believe?
I mean, it could possibly. I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, if it got large in the skull, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Might internally bleed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. Now, it's got to be up and down. Oh, jump ball. That's a good call. I don't know how in the world you get shot in the head and think you just got a headache.
Just thinking about it. It's like, dang, that got to feel funny, yo. And
the
so you just call it a fall down and hit you on the top of the head.
Yeah. I don't know, yo. I think that'd be one of the few times that I try to fight somebody after the fact, yo. Like, if you shot me in my head, yo, once I recovered, yo, and the doctor gave me the clear notice, I think I'd try to find you, yo. That's why would you take that 3-pointer? Uh-oh. There he goes.
Oh, there you go. Hmm. Ooh.
That was a close one.
So,
who's going to hit the three? Give it to him. He won it. Give it to him. Give it to him. He's open. What the pluck?
Yeah. I know.
Yo, Mike Miller's open, yo.
He
just hit a three-pointer.
Wow, what a look. Yeah, LeBron needs to put his headband on here. His head is huge. Good night.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Lord knows I hope my son turns out as athletically gifted as that kid, but good night.
Yeah, he's got his hairline is horrible. He need to go bald, yo. He needs to just cut it off and just be bald, yo. Just do the ball.
The people really start comparing on the mic.
I'm not. Mike had an egg head. This dude got a round round basketball head, yo.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, he does need to go bald. I don't know. Oh,
why that dude got this tight jersey on though?
Yeah, I don't get Miami fans, yo. They some fair weather fans.
Look, it's the fashion show in Miami, yo. They come, they got to get jazzed up, look good, so they can show up.
There's some bad bitches out there.
Yeah, man, they don't wear a mask.
Wow!
Oh, good block.
That's what he should be doing all the time, yeah. That's what he
should be
up there.
Yes, we do. Yo, he look like this. Now, you know, he looked like a 7-foot Omar Epps, yo, without the big eyes, yo. He got that Omar Epps head, yo. LeBron, yo, he got that Omar Epps head, yo. Like, he ain't got no forehead.
Omar Epps.
That kid ain't been in the
movie. I forgot what Omar Epps look like. I ain't seen Ray in forever.
There you go. He said, I forgot what Omar Epps look like.
See, that's what I'm saying. But you see the difference, though. The difference is those hustle plays. Those kind of hustle plays, they were conceded. They were conceded to San Antonio. Now they act their hustlers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like getting those loose balls, getting those like 50-50 balls is what I'm saying. Like they weren't doing that before, you know. Like I'm saying, I know they like don't have the biggest size in the world, but that don't mean you can't scrap.
Yeah, true.
Like put a body on somebody.
Do you think that's a function of just stars getting star treatment all the way up to this point and not knowing how to scrap?
No. Well, I think I think it's lazy, though. I think sometimes it's lazy. I mean, I sat there and was watching it, right? I was watching. I saw LeBron just stand there and watch, like, a rebound just go right to Kawhi. He just sat there and watched. Like, he didn't jump. He didn't go after. He just watched it and then went down the court. I'm like, yo, you couldn't even crash. Like, you couldn't even put a body in the man. You was just defending him. Like, he was just guarding you. He turns to get a bucket, and you just sit there and watch him get the rebound. Like, some of that stuff is laziness, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Birdman, I think the difference, that's what Birdman gives him. It's that scrappiness. Like, that. I'm just going to go after every rebound. I'm going to foul out every game. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's the only one that does it.
Let me ask y'all a question now. If you dudes was in the NBA, would y'all hustle every play, every minute, every single play that you're out there on the court?
What's my contract look like?
Yeah,
hey,
I think I would though, because I don't care. I'll probably foul out every game, but I mean, you know what I mean. But I definitely feel like I could at least put the body on somebody, at least block somebody out, block my man out at least minimum, right? Like,
right.
I don't know if I'll be crashing boards, but at least I know that my man won't get the rebound. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that they don't do that. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why. So.
Yeah, because I mean, I know people who go hard all the time. No matter, even if it's recreational, they play hard and go hard all the time. Don't care, because that's just in their nature. Yo. That's just what they do, no matter what it is. It's just what they do. Like, even in football, yo, I used to hate the cats. I'm like, yo, man, it's walkthroughs. Yo, why are you going so fast? Relax.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. But they don't know. Dude was like, yo, I don't know no other speed. Yo, this is all I know. I said, man.
If my crew the walkthrough and you coming at me full speed, we're going to have problems. I don't care what you think you know. If coach says, We just gonna walk through, and you went me full speed. We're gonna have problems right then and there.
Yeah, but that's
I'm gonna tell you to unbuckle your thin strap, and we shoot the one, bro. That's not cool.
Well, hold on, hold on. Are you just talking about? Are you just talking about playing pickup? Or are you talking about we have practice and like with guns?
I'm talking about practice, yo. It was this dude on our squad, yo. We walk through, yo. This dude going full speed and walk through. Coach ain't say nothing though, but he goes full speed every time, no matter what we doing. It's full speed with this dude, yo. I told dude one time, yo, because we was doing something. I said, next time you come like that, I'm gonna take your knees out. I'm taking the knees out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yo. He's like, but I don't know no other speed. I said, nigga, just walk. What's so hard about that?
Right. I mean,
we had a guy like that on our team, a kid named Aubrey Wyatt or something. Aubrey Watts or something. That kid
went 100 miles every time.
Yeah, that kid was nuts, yo. The kid hit me once, told him, don't hit me like that again, and we boxing, you know.
Yeah. He's that type of dude. He's that type of dude that gets you in trouble. He wants to play over, he still want to try to tackle.
Yeah.
That pissed me off, yo. It'd be like, yo, coach, like, block to the whistle. Yo, the whistle's blowing. He's still going. You're supposed to block, I said, coach, you just blew the whistle. So what? Like, yo, well, why is he still going? The play's over with. Why is he still moving? You can't do nothing. You messed up the play. No, I didn't.
Hey, he's trying to get attention. Yo, he just trying to get on the field, man.
Man, he was on the field. He was a starter. I just didn't know what's wrong with the kid, yo. He had some mental problems or something, yo. yo, I think, man, playing for the, we had this one kid, yo. He was hurt every week, but he played, he started every game, yo. He never practiced, but he started every game. I said, yo, how do you not practice, not lift weights, but you start every game? What's going on, man, with this, man? Kill me with that crap, yo.
Yeah, there's a couple of those on every team, you know. We had a kid named Jay Cole. He was like that, yo. Kid was walking around in the boot every day during the week. But on Saturday, he was cutting it up. He was nice, though. He was a smooth white boy for a running back.
No, he was suited up and ready to go, huh?
I don't think he even shoot it up. Actually, what you think? You think Jay Cole was getting a shot in the tail? Or you think he was just on the senior plan,
I have no idea, yo. They probably was doing something like that, though. I wouldn't put it past him. Wouldn't put it past T.O.
You said put a shot in him?
I wouldn't put it past T.O., bro.
Nah, we ain't had that shit like that. Y'all had the meds. We ain't had that shit. They give you a couple string things so you get well.
Is that black school experience?
No, that's my experience, yo. Not all schools had the facilities, man. We didn't have good facilities where we was at, but other schools had great facilities, yo. But it's just our facilities wasn't that great when I was there. I mean, they're a lot better now. They 10 times better now. We had a sweat box for a weight room. Now they got this mega-sized L.A. fitness gym in that joint, yo. Craziness, yo. But when we was there, man, we had a hot box, yo. We had a bench, a squat.
Yeah, I saw.
In the one window.
But
now we got some LA fitness type stuff, yo. But yeah, when we went to other schools, y'all like, yo, man, why didn't I come here? Look at the they got carpet on their locker room floor, nigga. We had concrete and wooden lockers, yo. They got refrigerators with Gatorade. We didn't even have a socket.
Damn. Sound like that man hating over there.
No, me? No. I mean, I love my school. I mean, that was just our school that just didn't have the best facilities. We went to Fan, we went to Hampton, with the Norfolk. All the schools had great facilities. Just ours was just like some shit. Like, we pulled them, I was like, yo, that's FAMU Stadium? I said, well, why does it look like a high school field? And that shit looks like a good house. Huh?
Hey, real quick, we got 30 seconds. Do y'all think it's coincidence that LeBron's finally turned it on with Dwayne Wade out?
No. I think he's just sitting in the moment right now. I think he's somehow come to the realization that he ready to crucify tomorrow if he don't turn something on there in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, my brothers, we're still talking to y'all. That's about it for us, man. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Damn, did I just fuck up? I think I just fucked up.